Experience a full mind, body, and spirit approach to living your best life. Learn how to achieve optimal health, wealth, and happiness. This is your journey to wellness and abundance. You are listening to Mind Over Matters with your host, Dr. Amy Harris Nguyen of the Center for Integrative and Functional Health and Wellness.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Dr. Amy Harris Nguyen. As you know, I'm a double board certified integrative and interventional clinical psychologist with a postgraduate specialization in functional medicine. I'm also a certified wellness instructor, best-selling author and speaker, and the director for the Center for Integrative and Functional Health and Wellness. As you know, the purpose of this show is to get you thinking about how powerful your mind is and what you can do right now to change your life for the better. So this show, Mind Over Matters, is going to challenge you to think differently about how your physical health can be improved, the quality of your relationships, your day-to-day happiness, even your financial health. All of these areas can be dramatically improved by taking a more holistic approach to your life. So as you know, my goal is to educate and empower you to live a life by design, a life on purpose, and with passion, and certainly positive results. So, speaking of which, I've got a really, 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 really great guest. I told her before we started recording today that I'm having a little bit of a fangirl moment. But I want to ask you first, are you someone who's given yourself permission to pursue your dreams? If so, what has that been like for you? And if not, why not? Because, you know, I think my guest has, which we'll, you know, find out more about her in just a little bit here. But the thing is, we live in a world of possibilities. We're all born with the greatest asset and advantage we can ever be endowed with, and that's our mind. But how we manage our minds and how, you know, hard we're willing to work towards achieving and living our dreams is a whole other story. So today's show features, as I said, a very special guest, one who quite often, unbeknownst to her, has helped bring my vision of total health and wellness for all of you into fruition, so I can continue to pursue my goals and dreams of optimal wellness for everyone. She's someone you'll recognize from other shows I've done that has chosen to really take charge of her mind, harness the opportunities around her while working her butt off to realize her dreams and goals while helping all of us to be in a better position to achieve ours. So welcome to Scripting Your Dreams with renowned author Mo Perry. Mo, welcome to the show. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Well, gosh, Dr. Amy, that is such a kind introduction. I'm blushing over here at my writing desk. Well, it's so nice. And I also have to confess that I'm a little nervous this morning because I'm on the other side. I'm usually on the other side of the interview. One of my favorite parts of what I do is getting to interview such amazing experts. And I am just more accustomed to being on that side of the interview. So bear with me as I get used to being on this side.
No worries. I'm always nervous when I do my show. But you know what I do? I reframe it as excitement. I tell myself, I'm excited.
And that's true. I am excited. So that's not a stretch. I'm a theater artist and a writer. Mm-hmm. So I'm a stage actor here in Minneapolis, which, of course, that industry is on a pretty sustained shutdown right now due to the pandemic. But I'm also a writer, and that the writing bucket encompasses a lot of different things. Mm-hmm. So I'm a magazine journalist with a focus on health and wellness. I have bylines in The Atlantic Online, Experience Life, where I'm a contributing editor, some online literary mags where I do some creative nonfiction, and a variety of other magazines. Elemental on Medium, mm-hmm. Is another one. I am the co-founder, along with my husband, Quentin, of Logosphere Storysmiths, which is a boutique writing and editing agency. So we work with nonprofits, organizations, companies, and individual leaders to craft compelling narratives and identities.
Wow, that's awesome.
For them. Yeah. I am also a ghostwriter and author. So this past summer, I worked with a lifestyle guru named Wendy Yates. She lives in Frisco, Colorado, and I worked with her to write a book, which the title sounds like a great fit for this podcast, actually. The title of that book is The Design-Driven Life, How to Create the World You Want to Live In.
Love it.
So, yeah, she's an interior designer, and among other things, she's also a serial entrepreneur, and she's got a lot of big visions, and she's definitely a mover and shaker. So I got to work with her to craft her story and her vision about how we can all be more intentional about designing not only our physical spaces, but our lives.
I love that.
Yeah. And then finally, I have a monthly newsletter that I send out. It's called The Unfurling. And it's something I started last summer during the pandemic. As a writer, I'm constantly sending out pitches and drafts and submissions, and the rejection rate, you know, between acting and writing, I think I picked the two professions with the highest rejection rates in the world. So I'm regularly taking a beating out there in the marketplace of ideas and creative expression. So this was just something that I decided I would start for myself, to just bypass the gatekeepers and have a direct connection with some audience that I can start to cultivate for myself.
I love it. I mean, that's a great example, Mo, of your work ethic, because those are industries where the rejection rate is exponential, but you're driven to pursue your dreams. You're living your passion, whether it's acting or writing or ghostwriting, and you're taking advantage of opportunities, it sounds like, creating the unfurling. But that really is, I love the work ethic, because it's go, go, go. That's a beautiful example of harnessing your mind and being willing to work your butt off to pursue your dreams. And all the while, I can't help but feel blessed that you're helping us pursue our dreams too, because here's the thing, health, besides our mind, I think most people would agree that health is our greatest asset. We can't even put a price on it, right? But it's something I think people take for granted until maybe the crisis comes, or, they just aren't getting really, really good, true, honest, information and instruction on how to live their life, a healthy life. And this is where, the work you do is just, in my opinion, invaluable. I know my listeners have benefited for a long time with a lot of your work. And I know I've learned a lot, even, with, my credentials. I learn a lot from your writings.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's such a gift to be able to follow my own curiosity, and that's really what it is. And we'll talk more about that. But when you reached out to me to appear on your show, I was so flattered, and I wrote back to you immediately, and I said, just so you know, I'm not an expert at
it. I'll confess. So I was telling my partner, I said, babe, guess who I emailed today? Mo Perry. I hope she writes me back.
That's so kind. Yeah, I hope I'm not an expert in anything. No. What I do is I go find the experts and I kind of channel their insights and their wisdom and get to filter it out to people, which I just find thrilling.
Which I think is fantastic, because again, it speaks to your resourcefulness. And that's the thing. You don't necessarily have to be an expert in health and wellness to be resourceful. I'm reminded of Henry Ford, right? He didn't know how to make an 8-cylinder engine, but he was resourceful enough to find people that could figure it out. So,
right.
Yeah, that's okay. I love what you do, and I'm interested. We'll go to break in just a moment or two, but I'm definitely interested to hear how you got into freelance writing, because it sounds like you do a lot of things. The theater artist, the writer, writing for the magazines, ghostwriting for other people, other professionals, boutique writing and editing agency. I mean, that's fantastic. It's like this bucket of goodness, but it gives you opportunities, different directions. If maybe theater right now, you said, is obviously shut down until who knows when. So you were creative. You used that creative intelligence of yours and said, what else can I do instead? Let's create the monthly newsletter, The Unfurling. So I think a big part of harnessing our mind and putting ourselves in a position of living, pursuing and living our dreams is giving ourselves permission to be creative and resourceful. And again, be willing to work steadily towards our dreams, even when the obstacles happen, because that's part of the equation. The obstacles, they're just part of the equation. We got to build them in. So for all of you listening, I want to thank you. Stick around. We're talking to renowned author Mo Perry. When we come back, we're going to be talking about how she got her start in freelance writing.
Want vibrant health, more energy, improved weight loss, or even better sleep than you've had in years? TI-22 Nutrition has you covered. We offer the best plant-based supplements in their purest form. Our supplements are combined in power packs to create a synergistic effect when taken together. TI-22 stands for titanium, and we are committed to helping you achieve optimal health. Order now. Visit TI22Nutrition.com. Stronger bodies, stronger minds.
Do you or a loved one suffer from depression and medications just aren't working? Or the debilitating side effects associated with most antidepressants make them impossible to take? We can help. At the Center for Integrative and Functional Health and Wellness, we offer transcranial magnetic stimulation, or TMS. TMS is a safe and effective, drug-free treatment option that can dramatically improve your quality of life. In fact, the majority of our clients experience a significant improvement in mood, with many achieving complete remission. TMS uses MRI technology to gently stimulate areas of the brain that are underactive in people suffering from depression. TMS is FDA approved for the treatment of depression and has also been shown to be effective in treating other mood disorders like OCD, PTSD, and anxiety. TMS therapy is covered by most insurance companies, including Medicare. If medications aren't working for you now, chances are they never will. Let us help. Call the Center for Integrative and Functional Health and Wellness at 630-980-1400 for an immediate consultation. That's 630-980-1400. Or visit us online at thecifhw.com.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Dr. Amy Harris-Nguyen. You're listening to our show, Scripting Your Dreams, with renowned author and actor Mo Perry. As you know, Mo has, you know, contributed a lot to a lot of different things, but certainly she's been someone that I've, you know, relied on as a resource to bring, you know, information on health and wellness to all of you. So if you missed any of the show, you can check out a rebroadcast on this great station. You can also check us out online at thecifhw.com. Again, thecifhw.com. Please follow us on Facebook. I'm doing a Monday through Friday Facebook Live, and it's all about tips, tricks, strategies, tools, practical ways that you can optimize your life, and things that you can do to help create a life by design. And so I'm excited to get back into it with Mo Perry. So Mo, tell us a little bit how you got into freelance writing. What was that like? Because we're, you know, obviously this is a show about scripting your dreams, and my goal, you know, is to bring optimal health and wellness to the world. And part of that, you know, for sure, is helping to encourage people to give them permission to pursue their goals and dreams. How did you decide to give yourself permission to pursue yours? What got you into freelance writing?
Yeah, well, as these things generally are not a straight line, and it was definitely not a straight line for me. When I try to think back to where the seed was planted, in my early 20s, right out of college, I joined the Peace Corps, and I was in Burkina Faso, West Africa, it's just north of Ghana, for about 4 months, and I got super sick, and they had to medevac me, and my thyroid had given out and a whole host of other things, so I wasn't able to go back, and I was very aimless and, you know, young 20s, and I ended up working as a tour guide. So I worked for a company called Sun Trek that works out of Santa Rosa in California. So I drove a big van, and I would pick up a van load of tourists in San Francisco, and I would take them on 3-week-long camping trips all around the American Southwest. And these were international tourists, a lot of them were European. And it was fun. I got to do, you know, traveling and exploring and camping and whatnot, but it was definitely a very aimless feeling kind of time. Like, I didn't know what path I was on or what trajectory I was following at all. And on one of these camping trips, we ended up at Yosemite National Park, and, you know, all my little campers were off on a expedition somewhere doing a hike or something, and I had some time to myself, and I sat down at a picnic table outside of a cafeteria with some lunch, and I had just happened to sit down at a picnic table where there was a couple, a man and a woman, eating, and we started chatting, you know, who are you, where are you from, and I said, what do you do? And she said she was a freelance writer. And I think that might have been the first time I really heard that term, or certainly that it really landed in my consciousness. And it just felt like a little flower in my heart. just perked up its little head and said, what is that? I loved the word free. I love the word free. I love the word writer. I've always been a writer. I've always written. And just the notion that you could construct a life and make a living not working for any particular company or organization, mm-hmm. but being a free person in the world who just writes. And that, it just sparked something in me. And I said to her, how did you become that? How did you get into that? And she said, you know, there is no, and now this is exactly what I tell others who ask me, there is no one direct path. It's not like, well, you go to medical school or you go to law school and then, you know, this is the path you follow. It's really, everyone has a different way in, a different way of making it work. And it's a very individual, unique kind of situation for wow. every freelance writer out there. And then it, you know, it took another 10 years after that for it really to come yeah. to fruition for me. I worked day jobs at the University of Minnesota and would write on the side, and wow. I would do little food and restaurant reviews for City Pages, which is sort of the Minneapolis version awesome. Of the Village Voice, and just kept pitching and kept getting bigger bylines and whatnot. And eventually I was able to leave the day job and strike out on my own.
I love that. You know, so, you know, you just fell in love with the word free, but sometimes it doesn't feel very freeing when you're pitching and pitching and pitching and getting no's and no's or, you know, nothing in return. So I admire the work ethic. But isn't that true? I mean, it took you 10 years to really get, it sounds like, some traction under you. And mm-hmm. but you realized that in order for you to achieve and, you know, live your goals and dreams, you had to stick with it despite the obstacles. And mm-hmm. and that is so key. So many people will start out, you know, in pursuit of their goals and dreams, but they'll get discouraged pretty early on, and then they shift gears, and then maybe they'll pursue a different goal or dream, and then they'll get discouraged because, you know, they get roadblocks. So it really is about staying the course and being able to do what I call course correct. You know, one of my favorite sayings is, you know, calm winds never made a skilled mariner. So it's really about course correcting, but staying the course in pursuit of your dreams. And the road to do that is going to be varied, right? So I love that. So what pulled you in the direction of health and wellness? You mentioned, you know, a few moments ago that you got very, very sick on a trip to Africa and your thyroid, you know, gave out. Was that at all a contributing factor at the time when you decided to, you know, move in the direction of health and wellness, or was there something else about it?
You know, that wasn't a contributing factor at the time, but it was such a prominent event in my life mm-hmm. and my medical history that I have had the opportunity many times since to retrospectively look at that through different lenses as I have learned so much more about health and wellness and functional medicine and integrative approaches to understanding health and well-being. Mm-hmm. At the time, it was just sort of this mystery of why did my body just sort of disintegrate on me? Mm-hmm. And in hindsight, well, I was on and off antibiotics for 4 months straight. I was under a lot of stress. There are all these factors in hindsight that make so much sense. But at the time, it was just sort of a devastating event. The health and wellness part didn't really come along for me until, gosh, maybe about 5 years ago now. Mm-hmm. I had been, you know, I started writing about a lot of like food and restaurants and had some personal columns where I would do humor writing for magazines. And as I started writing particularly more for Minnesota Monthly, the health and wellness stuff just kind of became more of my beat. I wrote a wellness column fairly frequently. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it's part of just being in Minnesota. It's land of Mayo Clinic, mm-hmm. the University of Minnesota. It's Medtronic. It's often called locally Medical Alley. There's so many med tech startups here. It's just mm-hmm. very, it's very concentrated here. It's there's a lot of medical and health and wellness companies and concentration and energy here. So there were no shortage of stories to tell in that mm-hmm. in that field. And the more I covered, the more fascinated I was. I loved driving down to Mayo Clinic and having the chance to cover something that they're really working on there. Mm-hmm. And it just became something like I was so much more interested in writing about that than writing about, say, architecture or home design, which were some of the other early things I was dabbling in. So mm-hmm. I just kind of really let my curiosity and interest pull me in wow. that direction.
I love that. I love that. And I, you know, I can appreciate how you would say now in retrospect, you can see what contributed to your own health crisis. And, you know, and sometimes that's not something that's top of mind when we feel pulled in a certain direction, you know, and sometimes it's not until, you know, much later down the road, so to speak, it's like, oh, okay. And I can see how it relates to my life. So I think it's just fascinating. What a great opportunity, because it is so concentrated, you know, with you know, medical professionals and research, the cutting edge of medicine and science very often is happening up there. So I think it's, and I think it's fortunate for us and, you know, myself, my listeners, and it sounds like it was, you know, a fantastic opportunity for you as well to learn what was going on. So stick around. You're listening to Mind Over Matters. I'm your host, Dr. Amy Harris-Nguyen. My very special guest, author and actor Mo Perry. We will be right back.
Do you or a loved one suffer from depression and medications just aren't working? Or the debilitating side effects associated with most antidepressants make them impossible to take? We can help. At the Center for Integrative and Functional Health and Wellness, we offer transcranial magnetic stimulation, or TMS. TMS is a safe and effective, drug-free treatment option that can dramatically improve your quality of life. In fact, the majority of our clients experience a significant improvement in mood, with many achieving complete remission. TMS uses MRI technology to gently stimulate areas of the brain that are underactive in people suffering from depression. TMS is FDA approved for the treatment of depression and has also been shown to be effective in treating other mood disorders like OCD, PTSD, and anxiety. TMS therapy is covered by most insurance companies, including Medicare. If medications aren't working for you now, chances are they never will. Let us help. Call the Center for Integrative and Functional Health and Wellness at 630-980-1400 for an immediate consultation. That's 630-980-1400. Or visit us online at thecifhw.com.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Mind Over Matters. I'm your host, Dr. Amy Harris-Nguyen, with my very special guest, author Mo Perry. We're talking about scripting your dreams. If you've missed any of the show, you can check out rebroadcast on this great station, or you can check us out online at our website, thecifhw.com. Again, thecifhw.com. I invite you to follow us on Facebook. You can catch a posting there of the show, as well as check out my Monday through Friday Facebook Live, where my goal is to educate and empower you to live a life by design. So, with that, I also want to invite you to check out our upcoming wellness webinars. I do them every Thursday at 6 p.m. Central. Sometimes they're live, sometimes they're a recorded version of a previous show, but all of those shows are meant to put you in a position of education, insight, and to give practical applications for what you can do right now to start turning your health, your happiness around. Also want to remind you to check out ti22nutrition.com for all your health and wellness needs. It is the entourage effect of combined supplementation. And finally, check out covidtestingresultsfast.com. I'm excited that we've got some vaccines out there, but it certainly doesn't, prevent us from contract COVID. So check out covidtestingresultsfast.com. So let's get back to the show. I want to apologize for the alerts. I was telling my guest and my producer, Lady B, that I'm good at some things, but not good at others. And even though I've enlisted some help to turn off those alerts, they're still there. So I appreciate you as a listener being patient as well. But I'm confident it's not going to detract from this great show with Mo Perry. So Mo, so we're talking about what pulled you in the direction of health and wellness, but what are some of the most surprising or fascinating things you've learned as a health writer?
Yeah, you know, it really gave me the opportunity to open my eyes, I feel like, to the limitations of our conventional healthcare model and the power and potential of some other functional and integrative modes of approaching healthcare. It started, I don't remember how long ago it was probably about 5 or 6 years ago. I was working on an article on personalized medicine for Minnesota Monthly magazine. Mm-hmm. And I interviewed and profiled a doctor. His name is Dr. Gregory Plotnikoff. He has a private practice here in the Twin Cities in Minneapolis. And he struck out on his own after working for some big healthcare systems because he really wanted to provide a more personalized, functional service in his practice to his patients. And he was just not able to do that working within the main conventional healthcare system.
Not at all.
And so he did a lot of self-education and into genetics and nutrition and all of these other facets that functional models take into account that the conventional model does not tend to emphasize, let's say. Mm-hmm. And that was such an interesting article to work on. And I really kind of trace that line of interest back to that article, that opening my eyes that there's this whole other way that healthcare can be approached that really, really helps people that run into roadblocks in the traditional and conventional model, where particularly people with chronic conditions or that are, you know, termed mysterious conditions or intractable things that they find that doctors within the conventional traditional model tend to want to medicate symptoms or brush things off as being all in their heads or all of these problems and limitations in that model are really, and so it's just struck me like, this is what medicine should be. This is what healthcare should be. We're going to help you find the root cause of things. And we're going to not simply medicate symptoms, but really try to bring things back into balance using the full range of tools, scientific, cutting edge scientific advances in genetics and older and ancient traditions that have so much to offer that tend to be dismissed by the conventional model.
Oh my gosh.
So that really was so eye opening for me.
That's huge. That's huge. And you know, you mentioned, you know, the article on personalized medicine. We practice something here that, you know, I've called dedicated medicine. It's health and wellness that is dedicated to each and every client and patient that we see. You know, yesterday I had a woman ask me about one of our weight loss. She said, you know, exactly what is this? I said, let's get you set up with a consultation because it's not just one program. It's, you know, it's not a one size fits all. I said, our doc, you know, is really going to take a lot of time with you to understand exactly what it is you're dealing with, what's going on in your body, what's going on in your gut, what's going on in your hormones. And then we're going to tailor an approach that fits for you where weight loss will be a byproduct of healing your body. And it sounds like this doc really, you know, shared many of the same frustrations as you have with, you know, the conventional medical model simply focused on disease management or symptom management, where all too often, you know, you're given two choices. Well, here's your medication, or, you know, here's your surgery procedure. And if you don't fit into one of those, they're like, well, I don't know what to tell you. Or like you said, it's all in your head. You should go see a good therapist or a good psychiatrist, rather than taking the time to understand exactly what's happening in that individual's body. And there are basic tenets to healing. And when you take this integrative approach, whether it's, you know, traditional Chinese medicine, whether it's Ayurvedic medicine, whether it's functional medicine, whether it's getting back, you know, to the basics of mindfulness. And sometimes there is a time and a place for acute interventions that, I know a handful of summers ago, broad spectrum antibiotics literally saved my life. And conventional medicine is great in acute situations, right? Maybe an acute infection or a heart attack or a stroke. But for a chronic condition, something that's, you know, deemed intractable or whatever, miserable failure. So I love that your search led you, you know, down the road in this first article on personalized medicine. It sounds like it was a real eye-opener for you as well.
Absolutely. And what else was eye-opening was as I started walking down this path, which became far beyond a purely professional focus, it really feels like a deep calling for me to go pursue this and to try to bring more attention to it, because I deeply feel that there's a paradigm shift that needs to happen in our healthcare model in this direction. It's been really interesting to me to see, as a freelancer who pitches a lot of stories, how deep the skepticism and resistance can be, even in the mainstream media, even outside of medical institutions or healthcare systems. But when I pitch stories that have a more functional and integrative lens on health issues, it's interesting. Some of the bigger mainstream health publications tend to be resistant or skeptical. You know, mm-hmm. it's still an uphill battle to get that. And it's so surprising to me, because to me it seems so clear that that's where the cutting edge is. That's where the leading edge of the practice of medicine is.
And
so seeing the anchor kind of just be stuck in the mud and dragging on the big ship that needs to be pulled along it can be frustrating sometimes.
I would imagine, you know, and frustrating for clients and patients too, that know that there's something going on in their body, but because maybe their labs say quote unquote normal, you know, they're just kind of brushed off, or when, you know, a patient or client will bring up something to their conventional medicine physician or healthcare provider, and then, you know, that provider will just dismiss it out of hand as, you know, that's just quackery, right? So there's still a lot of skepticism to functional medicine. You know, conventional medicine, it's big industry. There's a lot of money to be made in, you know, keeping people sick. The pharmaceutical companies, you know, while they do a lot of great work for many people, you know, there are easier, less expensive, more effective ways to get people healthy. And again, I think there's a time and a place for all forms of healing. But still, we've got a long way to go in terms of, you know, the conventional medical model, really embracing more of an integrative model. What do they say? The pioneers always have arrows in their backs, right?
I haven't heard that, but I like that. I'm going to remember that. I'm going to put it above my writing desk.
That's right. Pioneers always have arrows in their backs. Stick around. We're going to be talking more about scripting your dreams with Mo Perry. And Mo, again, I'm so excited to have you on the show. And listeners, thank you so much for your patience with the alerts. Stick around. We'll be right back. You're listening to Mind Over Matters.
Do you or a loved one suffer from depression and medications just aren't working? Or the debilitating side effects associated with most antidepressants make them impossible to take? We can help. At the Center for Integrative and Functional Health and Wellness, we offer transcranial magnetic stimulation, or TMS. TMS is a safe and effective, drug-free treatment option that can dramatically improve your quality of life. In fact, the majority of our clients experience a significant improvement in mood, with many achieving complete remission. TMS uses MRI technology to gently stimulate areas of the brain that are underactive in people suffering from depression. TMS is FDA approved for the treatment of depression and has also been shown to be effective in treating other mood disorders like OCD, PTSD, and anxiety. TMS therapy is covered by most insurance companies, including Medicare. If medications aren't working for you now, chances are they never will. Let us help. Call the Center for Integrative and Functional Health and Wellness at 630-980-1400 for an immediate consultation. That's 630-980-1400. Or visit us online at thecifhw.com.
Everyone, welcome back to the show with that funky beat. If you've missed any of this show, you can check out a rebroadcast on this great station, or you can check us out online at our website, thecifhw.com. If you've got questions, comments, give us a call, 630-980-1400. Or if we can help you in scripting your own dreams, again, give us a call, 630-980-1400. So my guest today, Mo Perry, is someone whose work I've been following for a long time. You know, she's someone that is really helping bring integrative and functional health and wellness more into the mainstream. I know she and her writings, her research has been a blessing to me. I know it has for many of you. So let's dive right back in it, because Mo, you've got so much to offer. I want to learn more. What are some of the favorite articles or topics you've covered as a freelance writer?
Well, being a contributing editor for Experience Life has been such a gift, and I certainly did not start as a contributing editor. I started pitching them when I was going down to Mayo Clinic and sort of pursuing things that I found really interesting and wanted to write about and didn't really know who would let me write about them. Mm-hmm. So I started pitching Experience Life, and I was very lucky that they agreed to let me write a few things for them. And then that relationship just really blossomed and took off, and I started getting more and more assignments from them.
Wonderful.
And they're one of the best publications out there in my estimation for talking about health from a functional integrative perspective.
Absolutely.
So one of the early assignments I got from them was on chronic pain. And that, again, in this series of when I look back at the articles I've written that have really contributed to opening my eyes and pulling me deeper down this path of understanding about how health and healing really work and how simplistic our conventional models are. The article I wrote on chronic pain was definitely one of those. It was, I got to do a bunch of research and talk to a bunch of fascinating people who work in research and treatment for people who suffer from chronic pain. And I read Dr. Sarno's famous book about back pain, healing back pain, and really learning about how the brain participates in the creation and perpetuation of chronic pain. And of course, you need to navigate that very, very carefully, so it doesn't come off as sounding that your pain is all in your head or you're inventing it. The pain is very real. But understanding how those, how the network of systems biology, and it goes beyond a simplistic understanding of there's a structural reason or an infection that's just causing this, that it becomes more complex and becomes a feedback loop over time. And so that being a doorway to this understanding of how our physiology and psychology and the holistic bed of factors that make up our health and well-being contribute to our experience was one of the big eye-openers on my path. So that was a favorite. Another I wrote for Minnesota Monthly on gender disparities in healthcare was another huge eye-opener, talking about how women have been historically excluded from clinical trials and how that started to change and how gender disparities persist in healthcare delivery, racial disparities as well, from how pain is acknowledged and treated how heart attacks manifest and heart disease manifests.
I just want to interrupt. I'm reminded of, you know, the old doctor with the hysterical woman patient stereotype.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that has deeply informed the next one, which is long COVID. Mm-hmm. I have been very, very interested in both the reality of long COVID and the sheer number of people who are suffering from persistent symptoms after an acute COVID infection, and in how it's been covered in the mainstream press. I feel that it's been studiously ignoring this whole realm of medicine, functional and integrative medicine, that has long been dealing with these kinds of chronic conditions and post-viral syndromes that have been brushed off and dismissed from the traditional allopathic model that says we can't identify the single pathogen at play here, so therefore you're fine.
It's been very systemic, right? And just far-reaching within the conventional healthcare community. And I have to tell you, you know, I featured that article, I think, two or three weekends ago. And the very next day, Monday, I happened to have brought your magazine into the office here. And I was talking to the parents of a client I am seeing, and they were telling me that they were experiencing long COVID symptoms. I said, hang on, I've got a great article for you. And I went and I grabbed my copy of Experience Life magazine. I opened it up to your article on COVID long haulers, and they were so appreciative. And this is something I absolutely agree with you. We have to continue to bring this into awareness, because as you said, it's, you know, it's becoming a chronic condition, and there are underlying, there are principles to address underlying issues, you know, whether it's, you know, systemic inflammation or, you know, a chronic fungal infection or a viral infection. So I love that you're focused on this for sure.
Thank you. Yeah, and it's been interesting to read all of the articles in some of the big mainstream press outlets that just keep quoting doctors saying, like, well, we have no idea. We've never seen anything like this before. This is brand new. Or
ignorant. It's not new. Coronavirus has been around and studied for years. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you're seeing it too, then.
Pardon me?
You're seeing it too, like systematically being, you know, dismissed.
Yes, absolutely. And I have pitched similar articles to the one that Experience Life. I was so lucky that they took that pitch and ran with it and let me really dive in and explore. I pitched similar articles to other outlets and couldn't make it in the door. They just, and so, and then I read other coverage that just continues to focus on traditional and conventional lack of understanding of what's happening with long COVID and this sort of like, well, we need, and to be fair and to be clear, we absolutely need more studies and more data and more attention. And I'm hopeful that that will continue. Mm-hmm. And I hope that that net becomes a little broader and starts to encompass some of the approaches that have been dealing with these types of conditions mm-hmm. for years.
For sure. Hey, well, I've got a question. Well, something I want to know. We've got a couple minutes before we go to break on this segment, but you're going to continue to follow long COVID. I know we were talking prior and during one of the breaks. You think it's a doorway to a paradigm shift in how to approach chronic disease. Can you just start to speak about that real quick?
Yeah, absolutely. I do think that as more and more doctors encounter people with long COVID, and the more and more media attention keeps being focused on it and more resources are focused on it, that the sheer number of people and the sheer amount of energy and attention and focus being placed on it could accelerate this paradigm shift that I have long been rooting for in the direction of functional and integrative models of health and healthcare delivery, and understanding that that germ theory has its limits, that yeah. identifying a single pathogen and making that responsible for all of the systemic effects is a limited way of understanding mm-hmm. health and healing, and that the terrain model of health and understanding the systems biology of the human standing in front of you and how that pathogen might have sparked or exacerbated a systemic imbalance. Again, I'm not a doctor myself, so this may sound simplistic coming from me.
No, not at all.
But that is where medicine needs to go. And yeah. that is where people find more success. And patients have to go outside of the traditional and conventional system to find that level of care. And what a shame. The yeah. need is so great, and people are suffering, and the chronic disease burden in this country is out of hand. Yeah. And we're not helping these people. And yeah. this could be an accelerant to shifting in a direction that helps not just people with long COVID and not just people with similar post-viral syndromes like chronic Lyme or chronic fatigue, but people living with all kinds of long-term chronic conditions.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. Mo, I love that you're so focused and so passionate on this. I want to learn more when we come back from break. And you're actually working on a book, so let's talk about that too. Hey, you've been listening to Mind Over Matters. We're talking about scripting your dreams, putting you in a position to achieve your optimal health and wellness, not just from a health perspective, but really living a life on purpose and with passion. And I've got a great guest, author Mo Perry, and we will be right back.
Do you or a loved one suffer from depression and medications just aren't working, or the debilitating side effects associated with most antidepressants make them impossible to take? We can help. At the Center for Integrative and Functional Health and Wellness, we offer transcranial magnetic stimulation, or TMS. TMS is a safe and effective, drug-free treatment option that can dramatically improve your quality of life. In fact, the majority of our clients experience a significant improvement in mood, with many achieving complete remission. TMS uses MRI technology to gently stimulate areas of the brain that are underactive in people suffering from depression. TMS is FDA approved for the treatment of depression and has also been shown to be effective in treating other mood disorders like OCD, PTSD, and anxiety. TMS therapy is covered by most insurance companies, including Medicare. If medications aren't working for you now, chances are they never will. Let us help. Call the Center for Integrative and Functional Health and Wellness at 630-980-1400 for an immediate consultation. That's 630-980-1400. Or visit us online at thecifhw.com.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Mind Over Matters. You're listening to Scripting Your Dreams with my very special guest, Mo Perry, freelance writer extraordinaire. Let's dive right back in, Mo. So we're talking about, you know, your passion for pursuing functional and integrative, health and wellness, and really hoping to create a paradigm shift. And I think you're beginning to do that in your writing. But you're also working on a book about safety and risk. Tell us about that.
Yeah. And this, when I say early stages, I mean
fetal, early stages. So almost to the point where I shouldn't even really be talking about it out loud yet.
No, every good thing happens first in our mind, right?
Right. Yeah. So this is just an idea that, I'm a voracious reader. The first couple hours of my workday are always dedicated to just reading. And mm-hmm. all the headlines I see are so focused and have been for a year, really, on safety and risk and safety mm-hmm. and risk and emphasizing what we can and cannot do from a perspective of safety and is it safe? And there's just a part of me that's starting to really chafe against it. And I'm interested in exploring these ideas from a bunch of different angles and lenses. I want the whole range of people who have different orientations to the idea of safety and risk. So people who are maybe agoraphobic and germophobic on one end mm-hmm. to bull riders and cowboys and skydivers on the other. Wow. Workplace safety officers whose whole job is to focus on how to make things as safe as possible, all the way to people who just kind of throw caution to the wind and that's how they feel most alive. Mm-hmm. I don't want to talk about COVID or the pandemic necessarily in the book, mm-hmm. but I think that we're all going to be wrestling with ideas of safety and risk for the foreseeable future. And I'm just interested in kind of chewing on those ideas from a bunch of different perspectives, from mm-hmm. cognitive science to economics to, physical well-being.
That's fantastic. Hey, I have to ask, and I think it's so timely that you're in the nascent stages of writing this book. What's it been like to be a freelance writer during this global pandemic?
Well, gosh, it has been great to have an excuse to call up a bunch of doctors and ask them my burning questions. You know, I'm a writer. I need to get material, but it is just such a perfect alignment with my immediate burning curiosity and anxiety in some cases and need to know with my profession, which is, well, I need to pursue these things and ask these questions. And then I get to help disseminate that information. So, you know, one of the tricks to being a freelance writer and to pitching stories is to figure out what you're curious about, because something that you're curious about, someone else is probably curious about. So I was early on last spring, I was thinking, you know, gosh, I was reading all this stuff about how people with COVID, their spouses were having to really, really do a lot of heavy lifting to caretake for them and keep an eye on them and figure out when and if they might need to go to the ER. And I thought, well, how are people who are living alone going to navigate this, mm-hmm. who don't have someone there? And that question just really occurred to me. And I thought, well, there are a lot of people who live alone who probably have that same question. So I got to pitch that as a topic to Elemental, and they gave me the green light. And I got to call up a bunch of doctors and interview someone who did live alone and went through COVID and really put together a bunch of what I hope was helpful information for people who are in that situation.
For sure.
Yeah. On another level, it's been sometimes troubling to see how much of the mainstream media has emphasized doom and gloom at every turn and downplayed opportunities for optimism and mm-hmm. positive developments. You know, when I keep seeing headlines about how many breakthrough vaccine cases are people who tested positive after being fully vaccinated, and the headline will blare 200 breakthrough cases, and then you have to read through the entire article, of course, to see that the denominator is 1.8 mm-hmm. million. So it's been frustrating to some extent to see how the media in general has not been providing people with the most empowering information.
You know what? It's a lot easier to control. I know this is going to sound terrible, but it's a lot easier to control and manipulate human behavior when we're fearful. As a psychologist, I can tell you, you know, the research on that just is mind-blowing. But yeah, you can absolutely influence human behavior, whether it's voting behavior, whether it's buying behavior, you know, by the emotions you tune into. And it's been one of just fear-mongering. And people are like, okay, well, just tell me what to do. And that has been troubling, because there's so much to the opposite to be grateful for, to be optimistic of. And it's not been a balanced view of what's really happening.
That's so refreshing to hear from a doctor. It's so refreshing to hear, because I feel like the expert sources that are primarily quoted are
really reinforcing the narrative of anxiety and fear, which are two things that we know are not ultimately good for people and their health and well-being. And stress hormones, to be living with this constant cascade of stress and anxiety and helplessness and disempowerment and isolation and estrangement for the last year, and to have the expert voices that we're primarily exposed to be reinforcing that and saying, well, it's necessary, keep going,
it's crazy,
has been disheartening. Not that measures aren't necessary, but that there's a, I think, a different lens that we could be seeing it through. It's also been troubling to see things become a moral referendum on individual behavior without acknowledgement of some of the systemic and structural issues that we could really be addressing that would enhance our resilience, not only to viral pathogens, but to, like we were talking about, a lot of those chronic conditions that America and Americans live with.
For sure. Absolutely. Hey, Mo, I know we've got a couple minutes left. Tell me about the emphasis that needs to be placed on improving baseline public health. And then, you know, quickly, if you've got any advice for aspiring writers, too.
You bet. Well, just continuing on that path, I would love to see the Michael Osterholms or the Dr. Faucis of the world use some of their television time to emphasize and empower some of people to take control over their resilience and their well-being. So in addition, of course, to masking and distancing and all these other things, what about getting 8 hours of sleep every night?
Right on.
And there are all these things we can be doing on an individual level, from nutrition, sleep, diet, lifestyle, mindfulness, connection. But then on the And on the systemic level, too, of course, there are people who have more access to be able to implement those kinds of things in their lives. And we need to address that, too. We need to address food deserts and access to fresh produce and toxic chemicals and pollutants in our environment and systemic racism and paid sick leave. How about we start there?
Right on. Something that you don't get as a freelance writer. Hey, Mo, we've got just about 50 seconds left. Speaking of which, you know, being a freelance writer, that, you know, that's not, you know, a steady source of income until you've been established. But what's some advice for aspiring writers?
I would just say follow your curiosity, because like I said, if you're curious about something, so is someone else. And, you know, Elizabeth Gilbert has this great image she shares about how an idea is kind of like floating out there in the ether, and an idea might choose you, and you might not even know why it chose you. But if a question occurs to you, if an idea occurs to you, just grab it and follow it, because if you don't, it might flit on over to someone else, and that's fine too. But you can't wait for permission, you know, and you need to develop a thick skin. You're going to get rejected over and over again. You're going to have trouble finding your own audience. You just have to keep on going. Don't wait for permission or positive feedback at every turn. Yeah. Just keep on going.
I love it. Mo, I can't thank you enough for being a guest on the show. I would love to have you back. I know my listeners would have you, you know, would love to have you back. And I'm so grateful for the wonderful work that you do. I just want to thank you again. And listeners, thank you again for tuning in to Mind Over Matters. I'm your host, Dr. Amy Harris-Newman.